A USF student is speaking out about his past in the white nationalist movement. WUSF's Roberta Roldan spoke with Scott Ernest about entering the movement through the internet and addressing the current rise of white nationalism.
In 2011, I had been wanting to get out of Florida for a while, and I knew somebody in Northwest Montana who was a part of the movement, and so just decided I'm going to take the leap. She had been starting a group called Pioneer Little Europe Kalispell, and I became a part of it. They, you know, did things like Hitler movies in the library and basically a lot of political white nationalist stuff. That wasn't really my thing, so when I got there, I tried to get it more to be about going hiking and, you know, community-based stuff. Because my goal was to normalize white nationalism. It wasn't to be as shocking as possible.
At one point, part of your job of normalizing white nationalism, you were also a facilitator or moderator of Stormfront, which is the most popular discussion board for white nationalists in the alt-right.
Yes. And at the time, it was the most popular.
What made you want to leave the movement?
I got sick of the negativity was the bottom line. You know, I lived with white nationalists, you know, I associated with white nationalists every day. Over time, it kind of got to me. And then there's the fact that, you know, I didn't share a lot of their beliefs. Other races weren't really the major thing for me, but I was very ethnically oriented towards white people. So, you know, I would always be like, I love my race, I love my folk. But I really didn't care, you know, like if there was a white guy and a black woman or the opposite, it didn't bother me, you know. I tended to go after liberals.
You're now a student of public health here at the University of South Florida in Tampa. So I'm wondering, when did you start actually helping people who wanted to leave the white nationalist or alt-right movement?
When I originally left it, I wanted to do so quietly, but I contacted Christian Picciolini. At the time, he was a part of Life After Hate. His current organization is Free Radicals. Both of those groups exist to help white nationalists get out of that life. I occasionally help him out, but aside from that, I do get a lot of people on Twitter contacting me for advice, usually LGBTQ alt-righters that, you know, are usually confused about their beliefs. And, you know, I'm openly LGBTQ, so I'm in a unique position to be able to give them advice.
As someone who sort of came to the movement online and who now works trying to help people to get out of the movement online, what role has the internet played in the sort of mainstreaming of white nationalists that we've been seeing over the last couple of years?
Well, the internet has grown so much that the racist and white nationalist information is literally everywhere. Twitter, Reddit, 4chan, you name it. You can't even go into a comment section without there being something along those lines.
You'll be speaking on a panel titled After Charlottesville, Understanding and Undoing White Nationalism here at USF. Can you give me a taste of what you're going to be speaking on? How do we go about addressing the current rise of white nationalism?
I think that we do need a lot of discussion in this country. We need a lot of understanding. We need to, there's a lot of division in this country.
A lot of people might be turned off to hear someone say that what we need to do is we need to have more understanding of what most people would say are Nazis.
Right. You don't necessarily need to tolerate their beliefs, but if you just back them into a corner, that does nobody any good. They're not going to see any way out, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. And then, you know, as we've been seeing in the last couple of years, mass shootings by white nationalists that see no other escape. So, yeah, we need to be able to discuss it and do our best to try to solve the issue together.
Ernest will speak alongside academics and authors on the panel After Charlottesville at the USF Tampa Student Center at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening.